Head groundskeeper Greg Elliott joins us. Giants, Dodgers, give us a perspective from your viewpoint of these two ball clubs and this series.
Well, Marty, I really like the idea that, you know, the teams are both performing well. And then also, I have a little different perspective on it because I help the each team get ready and kind of prep for the series. You know, each team comes out early. Each one does early hitting. Is a pitcher throwing today? Is there going to be a simulated game? So we kind of get a feel for it ahead of time. And this is definitely the time of year when everybody's out early. It's not just a few players. It's every player taking batting practice, early hitting, and even this with the 40-man roster, all the call-ups too.
All right. Anticipation of a first pitch. Do you anticipate as much as everybody else, Giants, Dodgers?
I try not to, but I do get caught up in it. Once the fans start coming in and you start seeing the place fill up with orange and black and occasionally a couple speckles of blue in there, it really gets to be exciting. And you really want the team to do well, but at the same time, you got to remember it's just one game of 162.
Now, you know, in the history of Giants Dodgers, back in the 60s, they watered down the field so Maury Wills couldn't run. You know, they did that. Any tricks for the grounds crew here?
Well, we take our direction from Boach and Ron Wotus, and they give us some specific instructions. Some things that you probably notice is the area in front of the plate. They either want it harder or softer based on the type of pitch you're going. The warning track, we try to keep that soft, keep those ground rule doubles at bay. You're always on me for that. But, you know, there is a conscious effort to kind of keep it and, you know, keep it and make the field play better for our team.
Yes.
And not benefit a different team. But the good coaches and the good managers, they pick up on some of the things. The Padres are really good at that as one team that recognizes what we do to the field to benefit our team.
All right. Greg Elliott, head groundskeeper, AT&T Park. Thank you.
Thank you.